Hi.
This is Connor. You might recognize my voice from the, 88 podcasts that we've done. I know this is technically episode 69. Nice. But just a quick word about this podcast, because it's kind of a special one. As many of you know who listen to the show regularly, because Bradford is in LA, I'm in New York, and Drew is in Wisconsin, we record all of our episodes pretty much virtually. But this one is a rarefied in-person conversation that we had with Will Lowry, who you might know from his podcasts, his presenting, his broadcasting. We've been trying to get Will on the show since day one, since launch. He's such a dynamic and smart and motivated and caring and emotional person. All of those will ring true in this session that you're about to listen to. But I'd also be remiss if I didn't mention why we were able to record this in person as opposed to virtually. We've got some friends at the Kiwi shoe company Allbirds who reached out to us and said, hey, listen, we have two pieces of good news for you. Number one, we're making an MF golf shoe. The public has been clamoring for it, and it's time to dine. And number two, we want to invite you down to Sanford, North Carolina, to Carolina Trace Country Club to help us promote the launch of the golf shoe and connect with your good friend who's yet to be on your podcast, Will Lowry, at his AJGA golf tournament. And if you don't know what the AJGA is, it's essentially the junior golf version of the USGA. It's a governing body in the US that gets juniors playing tournaments outside of school, travel the country, get ready for college, get ready for the pros even. It's a really incredible organization that just gets the best junior golfers in the country competing against one another at different tournaments. So Allbirds came to us with these two pieces of good news, and we were like, yeah, we're going to come down to North Carolina and hang out with Will Lowry and hang out with St. Andre and Aaron Chuning, Big Chun, who we've had on the podcast, and watch some of the best junior golfers on the planet and create some videos that were a little risque that may or may not have gone viral. You can check them out on our Instagram page. Yeah, that sounds like a great, great plan. So we did that. We got Will in a room. We locked him down for like an hour and we talked about all sorts of stuff. In addition to this conversation, big, big shouts to Scott Owen and Dame Ganga from Allbirds. Amazing crew. They took care of us all week when we were down in North Carolina. And you know what? Go get the Allbirds golf shoe right now. It's called the Golf Dasher. It's available today. Did you know that? I'm waiting. Go get it. Allbirds.com. It's right there. They made a super limited run of these shoes, and they are very good. They are very comfortable. I would walk 500 miles in the Allbirds Golf Dasher. I would walk 500 more. I would make my way downtown, but more on the actual shoe later. Here's our conversation with Will Lowry.
There's another side to good health, and that's good mental health.
Okay, perfect.
And I need to know where I'm standing now. Right on the edge of giving in to you. Maybe it's a long way down.
Let's go.
All right, Will.
What up, man? We here.
Been time.
We here, cuz.
Man, we've been waiting on this for two and a half years
at
this
point. We here.
2.5 years we've been waiting to do this.
Precisely. Yeah. I was trying to get at least past 7,500 followers before I did this.
Okay. That's fair. Are we there yet?
You've exceeded.
We're there.
I've doubled that.
Okay, yeah.
Good. No more.
Yeah.
But I've doubled that.
Welcome.
Appreciate it. As a podcaster myself, I have to say I am honored to be on this show. I'm a huge fan of you guys. So
it's much appreciated. I met you once in person. You might not even remember this. At where were we? Lock LaBelle.
Lock LaBelle.
I do remember that.
With Doug. You guys were shooting something. Even that very brief encounter, I feel like I saw your character on full display. And certainly your relationship with Doug, which he came on the show and talked about quite extensively and beautifully. But it's been a real honor to see you move
in this context too.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously much, much longer interaction,
yeah.
But like, this is your thing. This is your baby that we're here for, your golf
yeah.
tournament.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have it finally be happening?
I mean, and when you say finally, it's kind of, I don't know if that's the right word, finally, because I can't say that I always saw this.
Mm.
AJGA, you know, took notice of some of the things I was doing in the game of golf, you know, and with the podcast as well, the show on Golf Pass, Home Course Advantage, and, you know, and trying to make constructive impact, maybe, and positive disruptor. Mm-hmm. And AJGA pretty much said, hey, you know, what's your thoughts on hosting the AJGA event? And I obviously, you know, also work, you know, for Underrated Golf Tour, you know, shout out to Jay Rich and Rob Roxborough and Steph Curry and Saray Singh and all those great guys. You know, we had to do a lot of back and forth with AJGA and helping us, you know, kind of solidify the Underrated Tour as well, and just get more credibility, you know, with having stars and rewards for participating in Underrated events. And so when they asked me to kind of, you know, would you mind hosting the AJGA event? One, I couldn't say no, but but also I couldn't say no, if that make any sense.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So yeah, this is fun. Like, this is. It's everything I thought of, you know, and it definitely aligns with, you know, what Will Lowry's all about, you know, culture, education, opportunity. Mm. And, you know, you probably hear me say it ample amount of times on, you know, this pod and any other outlets that I'm on, you know, it's just about bringing visible equity.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be what you don't see. So, you know, when I hear people who've been around golf, who play junior golf, and they're like, man, you got an AJGA event. I mean, this is a cultural milestone here.
Yeah, it's a cultural shift.
Cultural touch point.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm happy to say that, you know, this is I'm a part of it.
I also get the sense when you said, you know, finally isn't the word, that this wasn't like a goal.
Mm.
It may have been a stepping stone. It may have been, you know, something I'd love to do one yeah. day, but it's not like the end all be all of what Will Lowry
no.
plans to do in the game of golf.
No,
that was the sense I got behind.
Yeah, it is, because I think there's a thing that I've been really working on, you know, even from a mental standpoint, is letting go. You know, I know sometimes I can curse like a sailor, but I'm a true believer in God and, you know, the universe and, you know, footsteps being ordered. And I think, you know, when you have the ability to kind of let go and let God, I know it's a saying that's popular now, but if you can really own that, let go and let God, you never know, you know, the footsteps that you have for your life. You know, there's a saying all the time that I love, is if you ever want to hear God laugh, tell him the plans you have for your life.
Right.
Mm. Right. And that's kind of how I've, the past couple of years, I'm like, you know, God, I surrender. I'm done. I there's no way I can dictate and tell you what I want, but just use me. I'll be a vessel. Hear my, send me, and wherever happens, happens.
Lots happened. Since you know, whenever it was that you came to that conclusion, a lot's happened. I mean, and you have your hands in a lot of buckets.
Yeah,
More than people know. I feel like
More than people know.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the strategic plan here. Just so it can really come across as true authenticity here.
Yeah,
that we're not checking that box.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I think people kind of who can kind of peel back the curtains of reality can see, you know, the box that is a forced box checking event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my thing is just to, you know, I'm a true believer that, you know, poverty and prosperity is separated by one person. Why can I be that one person? But I don't have to be on the front line boastfully saying I'm that guy. You know, Deion Sanders said it best. Just keep making plays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
just, you know, inch by inch, you know, then it's going to all come together. And but I'm at a point now, I don't know when it's going to come together. God knows I don't, you know. I say it all the time, you know, you can see the end from the beginning, and I do see the end, but I can't.
It's a little fuzzy how you got there.
You know, it's not so much fuzzy you got there, just like God never tells you the middle part.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the hell I'm about to go through. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, I see light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's praying God's not a train, you know.
Or hoping.
Right. but yeah, you know, just there's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm proud to, I'm constantly busy, got a lot going on. But when you see things shape out, you see people enjoy the results of an idea that you started and executed, you know, it's a blessing. You know, it's more than just, you know, just it's bigger than me, and that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
What is the end?
Having the ability to mix my passion with my vocation to create that maximum impact. That is the end. Like that's where I want to be, to where the voice is big enough to where we can really make maximum and strategic impact. Not a big fan of the influencer part, but if I had to say influence, maybe impact influencer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was happy when I got 7,500 followers. You know?
but it's kind of a necessary evil.
It's a necessary evil, which is unfortunate.
Right.
It's a necessary evil. And I think, you know, that's kind of, you know, the day and age that we're in right now.
Yeah.
That is a must. But maybe perhaps with the silent things that I'm doing, that can change.
Mm.
Does that make any sense? Like,
sure. I identify with that.
That can change. Because I believe a lot of people get caught up with the, you know, the necessary evil.
Yeah.
Sometimes the necessary evil moves and shapes them.
Yeah.
Which is, I think you can get lost.
In For that. Sure.
You can lose who you are and understand, you know, what makes you tick. And before you know, you're just going on with the flow.
Yeah. That hits me a lot. I feel like we talk about this a good amount. Like, at least from my perspective, that necessary evil slows me down.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It paralyzes you.
I really don't like it.
It paralyzes you.
In some ways hinders, and I use this word playfully, but the creative process.
Right. Like, oh man.
What I love doing, like for example, yesterday after we were done shooting our content out here, we like to call it a hit and giggle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We like to go and play like no lower than low stakes. Mm-hmm. We're out there having fun. Mm-hmm. That's what makes me love the game of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Being surrounded by people that are in it for the same reasons.
Right. Absolutely. Like
for fun, for creativity. Let me try this shot. Let me challenge myself. Let me see if you can do it too. Let me cheer you on. And the visibility part that, you know, that we call necessary evil, like that can get in the way.
It can get in the way. You can be paralyzed from it. In some way, it can come in the form of being fearful. Fear.
Mm, yeah.
And you know, fear is, and fear is nothing but, you know, false expectations appear real.
Mm.
Right?
I like that.
You know? And before you know it, you paralyzing, you trying to figure out, are you doing this right? And now you're losing your true authenticity.
Mm.
And I'm fighting so hard to keep that, the true authentic and authenticity, you know, within myself.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe what part?
I don't believe that you struggle with the authenticity.
I do struggle with it, because you have to get in the door in certain places so people could hear you.
Yeah.
Sometimes your true authenticity can scare people away. And maybe that's the code switch, maybe.
Yeah.
There's a hint of that
It's a healthy balance that you have to have.
Yeah.
Because sometimes your true authentic form, it's not. People don't want to see that, so you have to kind of code switch a little bit, and then some people feel safe
Yeah.
Now show us your true authentic form. Now we love that because you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
You're safe.
Yeah.
Hey, Will is safe.
Yeah, that's a
that's tough.
That's a touchy one.
That's touchy.
Yeah.
And
being the safe one.
And being a safe one, sometimes you can go down a rabbit hole of you lose yourself too.
Yeah.
And I've done that before. I'm just trying to be safe.
Oh.
And before you know, your thoughts don't mean nothing. Your opinions like come on. So yeah, that's why I kind of admire those guys. Like, this is what I stand for. This is where I am. And I'm slowly still getting into that now. Like, this is Will Lowry.
Yeah.
This is what I stand for. This is what I believe in. And take a love it.
Well, fortunately for you, you know, to this point, you have the support, the cosign of household names. And I think at this point, with the platform that you do have, showing up as yourself is what, like, that's the only thing left to do. Like,
yeah.
you owe it to yourself to, okay, I've been handed these keys to a Bugatti.
Mm.
I'm gonna drive it like I've been driving.
Yeah.
That got me to this place. You know, yeah. Like that's the key. That's whatever, however you can tap into exactly who you are and why you do what you do. That's, I mean, I don't know what's faster than a Bugatti, but
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, well, get you the, you
not,
know.
Not Gotti, because yeah. I don't have it.
Well, I feel like that's part of the end too, no? It's yeah. like showing up as your authentic self.
Yeah, showing up authentic self and providing platforms,
right.
plural, where individuals can be their authentic selves. Let them know it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like with brands, you know, like it's okay to let somebody who is truly authentic lead that campaign, or, you know, be a part of, lead the activation, be at the seat of at the table, as opposed to have them outside. Like, we'll take your idea, but when we at this table, we need you to, you know, you can't come yeah. in for this meeting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Those are where I want authenticity to really have a place.
Yeah.
You know, and right now I don't see that when it comes to like brands, and sometimes I see it. And sometimes we can kind of recognize the box checkers too.
You know, for
can,
sure, right. For
know,
sure.
We can see it. But
fortunately, you know, one of the reasons we're here is because a brand has seen that and
believe in me.
Believe in you,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And don't want to change anything about what you do.
Yeah.
And like, oh, you're here for these kids, you want culture, education, opportunity?
Right. Yeah.
Like, we want to get behind that. So shout out to Allbirds.
Shout out to Allbirds.
Shout out to Allbirds.
That is the only brand out there right now that is willing to, you know, listen to me and you know, kind of hear what the whole overall plan is.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and not coming across as like, oh, I think Will is trying to be famous.
Mm.
Oh man, is he trying to really, you know, do something different for his 7,500 followers?
Yeah.
No, and there's a true, you know, mission and push behind it, you know, and not everybody's on the same page. I don't know if maybe I'm not coming across as genuine. I don't know. I hope it eventually comes across that, like, man, Will just really, he has a true passion for this. You know, he just really.
I'm with Connor, man. I see that. I see that authenticity. I see the genuine approach that you have, especially to the next generation of golfers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This tournament has your name on it, but it's not the only junior tournament you're involved in.
No.
Like, this is not the only push that you have for the next generation. This is not the only push that you have for being a beacon and representation for young black kids.
Absolutely. You know,
so this is real deal. Like, and for a brand like Allbirds to validate that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can even, you know, I see the way that, you know, we've been interacting with folks from the brand here. Like, that must feel good for you.
It did. I mean, it's a ongoing upward spiral. how I look at it, you know, and the fact that all birds, you know, I'm not gonna say who, but you know, somebody kind of shared with me on the all birds team how when they were presenting, you know, all the things that Will Lowry's doing, I don't think I'm doing, you know, I didn't mean to refer to myself third person, but you know, all the things that Will Lowry's doing, there was a little pushback as well. Like, I mean, he has dreads, he's, you know, black guy, you know, and people don't understand, like, sometimes different is what moves the needle, you know, and especially in this day and age, you know. So I'm really appreciative of Allbirds just kind of providing that opportunity to jump on board to really kind of get behind to, you know, what Will Lowry is all about.
And it's important to clarify, I think, too, that, like, that's not like an ad.
Right.
Like, that's genuine love for, like, they saw, like, that's a team of people.
Yeah.
An actual team of people who did sign off on you and this and us.
Right.
And give credit to the whole overall Allbirds team, like you just mentioned. I mean, it start from the top down. You know? So, anybody that I work with, and I hope people, you know, even people that maybe listen to this, like, you know, I'm about that action. I'll get crushed. I'll let people tell me no 5 billion times, but I'm about that action, especially if I believe, because I've been through it. I've seen it. I know what, and I'm saying that sound cocky, but I know what needs to happen in order for a young person to start their career, their journey, whatever it is, to be a positive force in this world. And this is a difficult time to grow up right now, right? And you know, I'm happy that, you know, again, that Allbirds just, you know, allow me to be free, push the envelope. This is where I think we should go. And now I'm like, hey man, now there's opportunities that we can you know, dive into. I want to introduce you here, Allbirds. I want to introduce you there, because I'm starting to believe that as the stuff that is happening for Will, for me, I'm starting to see why I'm a connector in the game now. You know, brands are calling. Hey, Will, what do you think about this? PGA Tour calling. Hey, what do you think about this? Tournament directors for PGA Tour events. Will, where do you think we should go in this direction? And I like that. I like that. Yeah. I really like helping. There's a sense of freedom in helping people out, bro. Yeah. Like,
well, that, and that's the end.
That is the end. Okay, that is the end. Yeah, that is the end.
We've come up with three different ends.
Yeah, three different ends.
All viable.
So that means the story is going to be crazy. Yes. The plot is going to be thinking.
It's
going to
be like Memento. I don't know what's going on.
Right. Great. Weird movie, by the way. But yes, absolutely.
Multiple times throughout the last couple of days, you've said, "I'm an emotional guy."
Yes.
Talking about how you will touch off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I see that. Like, I see that you live in an emotional space.
Yeah.
And I think that's, it's a knife edge, right? Like, on the one hand, it's really beautiful. I see you as a sensitive person.
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
And I love that. I really respect that from you.
I wish I wasn't so sensitive.
Sure.
I wish I was a dick at times. I wish I could be it. And when I try to be a dick, you can tell, like, well, that ain't you, bro.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. I am sensitive. You know, I'm from a two-parent home, mom and dad, who love is all they know. They just love. Like, it's just, I'm the only child. They just know love. If you guys came to the house within 10 minutes, mom, dad, hey, we love you guys. If you guys need anything, let us know. So that I'm not afraid of the L word. Not afraid of it. But in this space, sometimes, you know, when you get to the competitive space of followers, picking up brands, you know, trying to be, you know, attach yourself to the latest and hottest, I'm not built for it, because especially when I come from a place of pure passion.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you want to get bread, you want to eat.
Sure.
But I'm oh, this is really good movement here. I got such and such that is trying to play in golf events, and he's breeding pit bulls for entry fees. I got a golf course that is about to close down. I like to say, like, I help golf learn about stuff it doesn't know.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's where I want to do it and where I want to be, and that's probably the end story right there. But heart's been broken a lot along the way.
Yeah.
And people that I, you know, that I associate myself with and I'm attached to, and they still break my heart in a roundabout way, you know. And I'm learning to, you know, cry later as opposed to cry, you know, at that particular time. But when you have empathy and you have, you know, empathy plus action equals compassion. And sometimes I kind of like it's overwhelming at times.
Yeah. Sometimes you wish you could just like turn the volume knob down a little bit.
My love, my passion, yeah, would like turn it, because I wouldn't get hurt so much.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks getting your heart broken.
Yeah.
Love is also risk, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I'm speaking from a place of being a sensitive person as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also tend to get my heart broken. Mm-hmm. And through therapy, I've come to the realization that I would rather set myself up for the potential of getting heartbroken than not risk putting my entire ass out there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a balance for sure.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have risked putting my authentic self forward and getting my heart broken and knowing that I was authentically me.
Yeah.
Than not dive in entirely and put a wall up.
Yeah.
Because that's where you get dudes who are like, I don't fucking,
yeah,
you know, I don't love you.
Yeah, I can't stand you. Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. And the thing about it, it's funny you say that, because of my DNA, I can't do that, but I try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I try to put that wall up. Yeah. I'm so bad at it. Because I want to put the wall up, but I'll find my way in saying, man, how was your day, bro? Like, man, hey, I just want to, you know, I'll laugh with you. Because it's stressful to hold that shit in, too.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
It's stressful. It's hard. Like, it's hard to be the... It's so hard to be somebody you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard. And I'm just not that guy that can be the, you know, the standoffish. I'm not talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live like that. Because, I just seeing how this world is, like, it's so much beauty in it, man. It's so much beauty in it. A lot of ugly souls push the buttons,
mm-hmm.
the gluttons of society. But you only get one life in this motherfucker, bro. Like, and I'm so conscious of that. I'm so conscious. Yeah, I lost my mom in 2020 to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so, how I lost her, because she died of COVID. So it was so abrupt. And I just see life, I really see life differently now. Mm. I mean, I always, you know, had the open heart, love everybody, but I really see life differently. Mm. So, you know, if they have any moment of strife, it ain't worth it, man. It just ain't working. You know, it's, we all can live in love, in my opinion, but not a lot of people kind of see that, though.
Mm. How's, you say you see life differently since that loss. How is that? How did you see it showing up for you, like in the early kind of after that happened?
I'm still messed up.
Yeah,
you know, that's where golf is so solid, because you know golf has always been my sanctuary on the course, playing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not playing anymore, so that's why I'm driven by helping now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I say all the time, I think it's mom did it. Like, so mom died on the 28th of July. I get a phone call from NBC on the 1st, 2nd of August. Hey, Will, what do you think? How can we grow the game? Hey, man, I got an idea of a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Get a phone call a couple weeks later. Hey, Will, man, you know, what other ways can we grow the game? Well, I'm in the middle of writing a screenplay. Okay. You know, so things started coming. And I still think it's mom doing it. Because she knew, she saw me crying every night. She saw me, you know, trying to get this documentary out. You know, trying to tell this story. Trying to, you know, notify, you know, the world this. And I remember saying, like, she said, it's going to happen. Just, you can't let the devil turn a disappointment into a divine delay. You know, a divine delay will happen.
People I've heard you say that before.
Yeah,
divine delay.
Yeah, people may say it's a disappointment, but it's really a divine delay.
What does that mean? I don't think I know what that
means. So, like, you know, when you get disappointed, you know, you get upset, and you think, like, God, it's not, you know, why is it not happening? But by it not happening at that moment in time, when it finally happens, it's greater.
Yeah, doesn't mean it's finite.
Yeah,
doesn't mean it's over forever.
It means over. It's just a divine delay. It's a divine delay.
It's so beautiful to me. It's so poetic to me because like I know where that comes from.
Yeah,
like, that is like someone's experience with their spirituality, their relationship with their spirituality, and divine is a reference to the divine.
Like.
That's divine intervention.
Divine, there you go. Yeah,
you know, that's one more commonly used. But divine delay is that's hard.
That's hard.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful, right? It's a divine delay, man.
Divine delay is like okay. That makes it easy. That makes it more palatable for me.
It makes it easier to go back to what we said to let go.
Yeah.
Like and I'm trying to get to the point where I get disappointed. I get hurt. This is supposed to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not fully there yet.
Yeah,
and I'm God, why are you tripping, cuz?
Yeah, you got to remind yourself.
It's just
a divine delay.
It's a divine delay. It's a divine delay. Okay, people may not understand my story right now, so they think I'm that guy. So it's a divine delay. People don't, you know, not hearing me out. It's a divine delay.
Yeah.
Will, we don't want to hear what you got to say right now. It's a divine delay. And
they gonna see.
I hope they do. And you know, And it's not seen like I don't want people to see like in a competition way. Just like, hey, Will really has a passion for what he's trying to do. And I mean, I'm not new to this, man. I'm true to this shit, bro.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah.
Sorry about your mom.
No, man. I appreciate it. She was special, bro. You know, she was that type of mom that, you know. You wake up in the morning, you go outside to go practice, and you see like a silhouette in the living room. Like, what is that? She's on her knees praying. I'm like, excuse me, I gotta step over you. You know, so she was
For you probably.
Oh God.
Yeah.
One of a kind in the full house, bro.
Yeah.
One of a kind, man.
Do you still talk to her?
Yeah, I still talk to her. You know, I have my weekly cries in the car.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, when I cry, it's therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
Just let go and crying.
Car's the best.
Cry's the best.
Car shower.
Car shower. You can let it go, man. It's
golf course.
Golf course.
Solo round golf course.
Man, free.
You're weeping out there.
I got to experience a solo golf.
Yeah.
I got to experience that.
Yeah, golf. It's good.
A golf cry.
It's great. Just let it go.
And three cries.
Yeah, I remember my dad when mom was in the hospital, you know, battling, you know, trying to stay with us. Me and dad, we needed something to do. We needed it. So we just went to the golf course, Old Sycamore, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow.
And we, I probably shot 215. My dad probably shot 430. It was. I think we set the course record for sure. But you know, it was just
but you needed that space.
Oh God, it got us through. So, you know. So that's what I think now, like, you know, when it comes to the passion and stuff, it's kind of hard to stop because I think mom is like, I got you. I know what you want to do. I know what your heart is. Just keep going. So that's why it's kind of hard for me to stop. You know, hey, just stop what you're doing. Just kind of be right here and work here. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't know how to use that gear.
And me saying no, it doesn't mean because I don't believe in you or it's not intentional. It's just, I just don't. I think my mom is really, you know, stirring something up. Like, all right, boy, I told you it's going to happen. You know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I just it's a weird space, but everybody's kind of, you know, going through it too. You'd be surprised a lot of people are going through the same shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how people express themselves differently too. So
well, that's why it's important to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Is to realize that she's going through the same thing that I'm going
through. Yeah. It's so important. So important. So important. You know, and then it's so funny. I found myself tapping into like the death expert, you know. So when I have a friend that, you know, parents die or mom die or dad die or somebody, I'm like, yo, let me tell you what I had to do, you know. And it feels good to kind of do it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when they, you know, when my my business partner Heather,
who's the best, by the way?
Best.
Yeah, we love Heather.
She's great heart. I love her dearly. Her mother is, you know, she's going through a difficult time. And I kind of sometimes know when to implement and like, all right, you know, you're going to feel this. But then I also got to step back because I know she's going to go through it. Mm. And I kind of see how golf is her outlet. She's not playing, but she's just like, well, let's get passionate. Let's just change lives. Let's feed people, you know? And we just get going, man. We just get going. We got so many projects that we want to do and connect and dots how everybody can win and and you know, divine delays right now. So,
do you think that's the glue between y'all right now?
Yeah, that's my homie, man. She's slowly creeping into the best friend space a little bit.
Okay,
you know, that's my go-to. I'll you know, Heather, you know, feeling good, you know, we ain't talking about, you know, business right now. I just miss my mom. Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Very smart, you know, and then you kind of hear the same thing. My mom's not doing too well.
Mm-hmm.
So I tap in, got her, you know, I got you. So, that's my homie, man.
That's the homie.
That's my homie.
Love that. You need to keep people like that on the team.
Right. I'm checking anybody who started to date or whatever. I'm like, yo, what's your intentions, bro? You know, like you can't mess it up.
Have a seat.
Yeah, have a seat. Let's talk. Heather, me and him about to go on a date first.
Yeah. Right.
Let me go ahead and let me holler at him real quick for a second. You know, so yeah, that's my peoples.
Okay, one quick word about the Allbirds Golf Dasher, which is available as of today, May 9th. Is it May 9th? That's crazy. I think we were all a little skeptical when we heard, oh, another company is coming in to make a golf shoe. Amazing. Like, what's it going to be like? It's probably going to be bad. Wrong. It is genuinely very good. And you know what? I don't say this lightly. Some of you may have heard of the what we have termed the group golf therapy hit and giggle. It's a very rare set of circumstances when you're playing, you're on the golf course, everyone has collectively, maybe you're playing in like a group of like nine, which we did. Maybe you're playing in like a group of like eight or nine people. And you all look around and you say, hey, guess what? We're not playing for score. We're not gonna get the scorecard out. Maybe it's like 5:30 p.m. or maybe it's like 8 p.m. if you're in daylight savings. And the sun is, you know, just glistening. It's golden hour. It's beautiful light. Maybe say it to your friends, you know what, today's gonna be a great day. We're just gonna have fun. The music is up. You're patting each other on the back, you're giving each other hugs. You're hitting terrible, terrible golf shots. But it doesn't matter. You're having fun with your friends. New friends, old friends, best friends, worst friends. That's the group golf therapy. Hit and giggle. And I'll tell you what, the Allbirds Golf Dasher might just be the official shoe of the group golf therapy hit and giggle. I don't know if I should have said that, but I did, because it's really, really, really flipping comfortable. What's really surprising, it holds up technically. Anyone who's seen me hit a golf shot, I think, understands that I really lean into it. I think I might get a little overzealous when lunging at a golf ball. Sometimes I can swing a little too hard, but the Allbirds Golf Dasher can take it. And that's saying something. So I think you're going to love it. 2 years ago, I played in a solstice event at Chambers Bay. Unbelievable experience. And if you don't know what a solstice event is, Bandon Dunes has one as well. It's where you just basically play so much golf. you play golf from sun up at, in like middle of June when the sun is out the longest in the day, in the northern hemisphere, that is. You play golf from like 4:30 in the morning until last light. So you're capping out at like 14, 15 hours of golf. It's a lot of golf. I genuinely wish that I had the Golf Dasher from Allbirds back 2 years ago when I did that, because the dogs were barking. It was treacherous drive home. But I have a feeling that if I had done the 57, 60 holes, whatever it was that we ended up finishing in the Golf Dasher, I think I would have been okay. I think I would have survived, which is saying a lot. So if you go to allbirds.com right now, literally do it right now, you can get a Golf Dasher. Super limited run. So they might, I don't know, they might even be sold out. They have them in black and they have them in a white, like an off-white. I got the black pair. They look great and they feel better. So you heard it here first. Enjoy the rest of the conversation with Will. I love you. And go get you a pair of the official shoe. Again, I don't know if I should have said that. Of the Group Golf Therapy Hit and Giggle.
What does golf look like for you right now? Playing golf.
Oh, playing golf. It's not a lot of playing right now. Not a lot of playing. I'm not a place where I can do social golf. Like I can't.
Oh, don't I know that?
Yeah. I'm between the ADD versus not getting a fix for a competitive and not fake laughing with people, I do not have the capability of getting through 18 holes.
Not fake laughing with people.
Fake laughing with people, that, man.
That's a deep cut.
I can do it.
Real ones will know.
Yeah, they do. They do. And I
got a story about playing social golf with Will. I tried to play social golf with Will, I should say. He's in town for like 2 days. I'm like, bro, we got to go play. He's like, all right, like, set it up. Like, I'm there. Set it up. We'll go play. It's me, so I'm playing a Muni. Like, I'm like, I don't care where I play. Right. That was my first mistake, thinking we'll want to play a Muni. I pick him up from his hotel like 1:30. Tee time's at 2 o'clock. We get to the course. He takes a look around. First of all, I had my second set of clubs for him.
Yeah.
That was my second mistake. We get to the course. He looks around. Wait,
they didn't have the crosshand grips on him or something?
Right. They weren't in the best shape.
Basically, we're going to force this day to happen.
We were going to force it. Yeah. I was trying to force it. I was like, man, I got Will Lowry for 3, maybe 4 hours. We're going to go play some golf. So we get to the course. We look around. I could tell he's on his way out.
But you remember we went. I paid for our golf.
You did.
I paid for our golf because I wanted.
He slapped his card down so apathetically.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to pay because that was my strategic plan. Yeah, like, bro, if we leaving this joint, you ain't saying you say you wasting money.
Right.
You didn't know that, but that's the reason why I was quick to pay. I'll pay. I'll drop this whatever amount of money.
When you walk off on 12, he's not.
If we got
three. Okay.
Yeah. It was about three.
So today we filmed a skit talking about nonverbal communication.
So good.
On the first tee of this round, Will hits his shot. I hit my shot. Guys in our group go, "Whoa, are you guys like professional golfers?" Will hits you with a nonverbal. Straight, like just a deadpan break the fourth wall, yeah. Straight to camera. Yeah. I knew it was downhill from there. A hole and a half later, Will's like, man, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm done, dog. I'm done. Yeah. I was done. I'm spent is the word. I'm spent.
So, yeah, the social goal. But the part about the fake laugh, that's a deep cut. That's a deep cut.
Yeah, yeah. I can.
That's exhausting.
Your jaw gets
jaw tired. And back of my head yeah. burns.
That's yeah. exhausting.
It burns.
Yeah.
It's
soul
burns.
Sucking.
And me, I have ADD, so I really have to pay attention to conversations. Like, yeah. I have to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm locked in because yeah. I do want to, because I'm paying attention to you and I want to make sure we have a positive and negative charge back and forth.
Right.
I want to make sure I'm there. But that's where it gets draining for me. I'm like, yeah. I can't take another conversation. I can't take another story.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't right. say another word to this man.
Today. Check this out, Will. Another, yeah. Man, this is a good story. You're going to like this, Will.
here's a joke.
Here's a joke. Right. Here's a LOL, you yeah. know? Okay. But yeah, it's I'm bad.
So what do you need? What do you need to get back into playing? What needs to happen?
I don't know how many years I'm away from playing social golf. I don't know. Playing golf professionally, I miss that. I miss the competition, just going out there quiet, not having to talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's me and my golf ball, we just going for a walk. You know?
Yeah.
You know, and one thing about playing professional golf is so dope, man. That's when you kind of, it's benefits to playing golf, because when you leave golf, you have that I guess the attribute. But talking to yourself,
yeah,
which is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking to yourself, man. People may think you're crazy, but I'm having a conversation.
Oh, I love talking to myself,
man. Man, what we doing? Like, yeah. like, come on, Will. Let's. How can we quiet the mind today?
Yeah.
You know, I can't look at it like the pond, like water, like a pond. There's nothing happening. This is a smooth pond. You can see a reflection. But the ripples, like, all right, you know, can we get through this round without having any ripples? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can we look ourselves in the face in this whole round, you know, while we're looking at this pond? And, you know, and I enjoy that. I can't say I've got through many rounds with no ripples, but I miss that.
But when it happens, it's powerful.
Man, it's a beautiful thing. It's spiritual.
Yeah.
Golf is the closest thing to a religion that I know of. Closest.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing no better than you can think. Right?
I like that.
You can't do nothing no better than you can think. So that means you have to have an imagination.
Right.
Man, how can I carve out shots? How can I manufacture shots? How can I, you know, become one with this course that has so much character? I missed that part. I caught it late in my you know, really? Professional run. I didn't know any better.
What was happening before that?
Just going out there hitting it and trying to hit it again and think about the stuff that doesn't matter. You know, my swing coach used to, James Black, I currently just had a stroke and we might be losing him pretty soon, the next couple of days or so. But he's always said, man, you know, you gotta have a relationship with yourself out there. You gotta have a relationship with yourself. If you can't have a relationship with yourself, man, you have no chance of playing this game. And I didn't know what that meant until like the last 2 years of me playing the game. Last year and a half. I was like, oh, I know what it means, that relationship with myself now. Like I got a positive concept about myself. You know?
Do you think you meant like know your swing, or like literally know who you are as an individual?
Yeah, if you know who you are as a person, as an individual, nothing, you can't really be moved. You can't be moved by a bad shot, you can't be moved by a bad swing. When you have a lot of things that may, you know, derail your original plan, you can't be moved. Yeah. You know, you didn't get a bogey. You just got a five. You know what I'm saying? You think about it. That's the way golf is, you know. I need three birdies in a row. That's hard. but I can get 3 threes in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big difference.
Right.
I like that.
Big difference. And that's what he, you know, he's always teaching me that. He's like, bro, it's hard to get 3 birdies. I never seen it, but I've seen a lot of people get 3 threes. You know,
one of those could be an eagle.
One of those could be eagle. Exactly. Right. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But that's kind of going back to the letting go portion too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So par is a social construct.
Par.
Exactly.
We're just
it
letting
is.
Go.
Exactly.
It is. It is. So it's just like having a positive outlook about yourself is what makes this, you know, is why this game is much needed, and it gives you ability to kind of tap into different levels of who you are as an individual.
We're big believers in time travel.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something yesterday when we were talking to you about golf smells and music. You said smells and music are the closest thing that we have to a time machine. And I loved that line. Like, yeah, we talked about that afterwards.
That stuck with me. I brought it up at dinner, actually. Yeah.
Because it's so true. It's emotional core memory.
Man. Smells and music
is
the closest thing to a time machine. It can take you to the moment to where you were.
Yeah.
Man, I remember this album was number one on the Billboard chart when this girl broke my heart. I remember when I was trying to get with Shamika because I knew she loved this song. I remember Stacy broke up with me because, you know, this song was on in the car.
A lot of breakups.
You know,
good memories too.
Good memories too, man. You know, I remember the song that was playing for the first time. You know what I'm saying? So
don't ask what song it was.
Yeah, don't ask what song it was. We didn't go there.
We're not gonna ruin it.
You know, and it's just like it's the closest thing to a time machine, man. And sometimes you have to live in that. Like, and there's sometimes where I don't want to listen to music because I don't want to go back.
Right.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
There are like, definitely some songs.
Yeah. I don't want to go back. You know. You know, Temptations was my mom's favorite, you know, group, and it's tough for me to listen to Temptations right now.
Yeah.
And sometimes I want to just go in. I feel like a cry moment.
Yeah.
Let's go listen to I Wish It Would Rain. Let David Ruffin come off the top. A different song, but you know, I Wish It Would Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. Like I know where I was when Mom was cooking in the kitchen and the smell.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the seat I was sitting on, and you know in the kitchen in the South, you got the bacon smell. It's a little misty, you know.
Yeah.
You see Mom over there.
Good lighting.
Great lighting, you know. And so it's just like, you know, that's what it is. It's the closest thing to a time machine. It is.
If you could go back and play around a golf with Will that age, what would you talk to him about? And not even, it's not like an advice question.
Yeah.
It's like, what would you like geek out over?
If we play golf, soak it up. Soak everything about this game up. I took it for granted when I was playing professionally. You know, just soak it up. You're gonna benefit from this. Learn all you can learn in every aspect, in every industry, everything. You know, study the golf industry. I didn't do that in the beginning. You know, I really believe you study the golf industry, you can find some things that you can, you know, be passionate about. But just soak it up. Just soak it up.
Yeah. Can you recall a time on a golf course you laughed the absolute hardest?
Calling golf when I absolutely laughed the hardest. Probably, you know, after the fact of getting caught when not supposed to be on a golf course. Many laughs because I snuck and stole a golf cart at the age of 15 because I just want to play some damn golf, and I ain't have no money. And during the time, heart racing, but, you know, my friends and I, when we got caught and we get back to a safe space, we just like Bro, that was hilarious. I cracked up. I'm like, bro, did you just really run off on me, man? Like, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, just the laughter after getting caught. Mm. That's good. After thieving.
Yeah. They want us to steal them balls. They shouldn't have left them out there.
They shouldn't have left them out there.
Shouldn't have left them out there.
Shouldn't have left them out there.
Talking about food, I'm getting a little hungry, by the way.
Yeah,
hungry. Yeah. My stomach is just touching my back.
So this is a good, I love that. So this is a good time for this question. Let's say next year, Carolina Trace has you back out here, mm-hmm. and they host a host's dinner in your honor. The Will Lowry HAGA Junior Championship golf dinner in your honor. What's on the menu?
That's baby steps. I still don't know how to be selfish. I gotta put a tally out there. Like, what would everybody like? Yeah, and then we'll figure it out.
I struggle with that too.
Yeah, we gotta figure it out. I can't. There's no way in the world that I would have the audacity to give what I want for 80 other people.
Bro, you speaking my language right now?
Are you crazy? Hell no. But I know people that can do it.
This question's a test.
Yeah. I can't. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't. Anything that's not artery cloggers. I don't know. You know, something that's cooking the olive oil. Not
butter. No butter.
No butter. No vegetable. No canola oil. Yeah. Something. Avocado oil. Something.
Okay. All right. Let's say DJ Complex got your playlist ready to go. You stepping up to the first tee, hitting the honorary tee shot. Mm-hmm. Will Lowry Jr. Golf Championship. Mm-hmm. What song is playing through the speakers as you're hitting that first tee?
I have converted to country music.
Whoa. Okay.
So I would probably have maybe Cole Swindle.
Mm.
Huge Cole Swindle fan.
Okay.
You know,
I'm not familiar.
Me neither.
Oh well, yeah, you guys.
I'm not a country head, but
you guys gotta get on country.
It's like
man.
The one. It's funny, like every time anybody says a song on here, like 90% chance that I know it.
Yeah. Yeah, this might be one of the first times I see you stump.
I don't know.
Yeah, Cole Swindle.
I don't even
man.
Know the guy.
And think he's a huge golfer. And one of the things I like about Cole, what I think like about country music, how I got into country music, when I used to play golf professionally, and I used to couldn't really hit the ball great, but I was big on my short game, so I putted a lot. I was around the green a lot. I plugged my headphones in and I heard every hip hop song known to man. I knew every album.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I gotta try something else. And I put on country. It let me be out there for another 2 hours.
Oh wow.
I might miss some good storytelling here.
Yeah,
you know, cool. It's pretty solid. So yeah, Cole Swindle.
I'm here for that.
It's called, there's a song on whatever I call it. It's called She Ain't Worth the Whiskey.
What a name. Yeah. What a title.
Right. Yeah. That's another thing about country music.
That makes me want to
cry. They be having some titles.
Yeah, they be having some titles.
They be having some titles.
Good stories too, man. Great, great storytelling in country music.
For sure. I think we hit Get a Grip yesterday, right? But I know you wanted another crack at it.
Yeah.
So, Get a Grip. We're going to give you an uninterrupted minute to rant about anything in golf that is grinding your gears.
These brands in golf, okay?
Not Allbirds.
Not Allbirds.
Yeah, let's be clear.
These brand, these certain brands in golf, the governing bodies in golf, I wish they would get a grip on, kind of going back to what we said, letting people in the room to have the opportunity to, you know, build authentic activations.
Mm.
You know, we know ever since the George Floyd 2020, we know what D&I looks like.
Mm.
And I'm so grateful that we are having D&I conversations, you know, within the golf industry amongst the big brands. we know what D&I looks like optically. But I'm not sure we're adding equal emphasis to what D&I feels like. Right? And I think that, you know, they can dive into the consumer, to individual who work for these organizations that has been historically marginalized. I just want the right people to do the right thing at the right time, so we can leave touch points for the future generation, so the future generation have something to walk away with,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to that perfect picture,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the activation.
Yeah.
And we all know what that picture looks like, mm-hmm. for sure. Right. So
get a grip.
Guys. Get a grip.
Yeah.
Grip gotten.
Grip gotten.
What is the mark that you hope these junior golfers that have come to your tournament leave with? We already know it's different because it's Will Lowry Junior Golf Championship, but what are you hoping they leave with after having this experience?
Man, they can tap into the biggest nation in the world. And that's your imagination.
That's a wrap on Will Lowry.
I was like, America?
Yeah.
That these kids can tap. They can tap into the biggest nation in the world, and that's their own imagination.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
That's all I hope. That is all I hope for.
That's beautiful.
Just seeing something different outside the box.
You're such a prophetic dude.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I used to do poetry competitions, right? Because, again, expressing myself.
Yeah. I was a
huge poet. Wow. I just love to, you know, connect dots, connect words.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, write screenplays. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just how can we find a unique way to get a point across?
I love that. And I just want to say, too, like, through this weekend and, again, when we were at Lac La Belle, I had the privilege of not just getting to know you personally, but also Bradford getting to see you clearly be so inspired by Will.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like, I see you illuminate.
Yeah. That's my brother right there, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, that's, yeah. to me, like that's, it's a beautiful thing to witness as someone who loves you dearly and like wants you to be the best version of yourself that you can be and learn and grow and all those things.
Yeah.
To see someone you love be inspired is a beautiful thing. So thank you truly for like being that for Bradford, because it's amazing. It's beautiful.
Bradford's probably one of the few people in the whole golf industry that like I can be vulnerable with. I need a heart to heart.
Yeah.
Like, am I wrong? You know, I remember a year or so ago, I was like, bro, is it just me?
Yeah.
You know, and everybody had a conversation. Is it just me?
No.
You know, right? You know what I'm saying?
You needed somebody to keep it real with
you. And you know, Bradford, Doug, those are my go to guys. Like when they, you know, they can be a little tough, you know, but I need it, you know. So that guy to the right of you, that's my guy right there.
Yeah,
my man, $100,000.
I appreciate you saying that, man. I feel that too when I'm around him. So
yeah. I was wondering, because you're such a poet and a prophet and an advice giver, I was wondering if you have any advice for us.
Keep doing what you're doing. You know, don't be afraid, you know, and obviously you guys are doing just that. Don't be afraid to tap in, because right now there's something right now that you're skeptic over, right? There's something right now that you're skeptic and you want to do, but you don't know if you want to do it. There is.
Yeah.
And you know what it is. And you know what it is.
Yeah.
And you know, from a spiritual standpoint, you know, it's kind of like, when you have a flat tire and you sit in the car, nobody's going to help you out. But you get out and push your own car, people are going to start coming along like, all right, let me help this guy out. Mm. So right now, both of you have that. You know what it is. Just go do it. I promise you, people are going to come.
get out, start changing that tire.
Yeah, just get out, just start pushing. That's gonna happen. But you know what it is.
Yeah,
you know what it is. Yeah. So
appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that hits. That hits.
you can't keep pushing it off. And how long are you gonna push it off?
Yeah.
When is the right time? I don't know. When is the right time? And that's now. And if you have that burning desire, because you know, and hate to get spiritually, not hate, get spiritually. You know, when God gives you a command, He also gives you the ability to carry it out.
Mm.
Have you ever, you know, you've been in places where you're uncomfortable? Like, God, there's something else I'm supposed to be doing. You can't sit still. God damn, that's that burning desire.
Mm-hmm.
It's a burning desire.
Anxiety and excitement show up the same way in your body.
And get free. Because once you're free, you're saved from all disasters, dog.
Yeah.
Just get free.
Yeah. Lean in.
Once lost, now found, now you're saved from all disasters. Go get it, man. And both of y'all know what the hell y'all got to go do. Just go do it. I told myself I'm done with that shit. I'm done. I'm done with that. I'm done not doing it, bro. Cause I can't sleep in that toss and turning. Oh my gosh, it's the worst. It's the worst.
For the blades.
Let's go do it.
Let's go do it. We know what that thing is.
There you go. And I just let me know. I want to ride the wave though. Just let me know now. Y'all do it. Just keep me on board.
You're waxing our boards. You're like yeah. You're in there.
Just let me know. I would like to join y'all. Just let me know. Cool. You know what I'm saying? So
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. This is probably one of the better conversations I ever had. You know, this was good. I love what you say. It's a golf podcast. It was a mental health podcast. This guy is golf. That's perfect. Perfect. That's perfect. That's what it is. Yeah. And sometimes you gotta come in different forms to get your point across.
Yeah.
You have to.
Medicine in the candy.
Medicine in candy. Exactly.
That's it. That's the one.
And
Trojan horse.
Trojan horse. Bro, the Trojan horse. And I mean, that's my thing, so.
Man, appreciate you.
Yeah,
we wanted this to happen for a while.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Let me know, man. If you need me to come back, I'll do it.
We love a redo.
This is perfect.
Yeah. Love you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Love you too, guys.
Yeah.
L word, I don't want to carry that shit.
Love you, bro. Yeah.